This is Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. One of my favorite movies was the 1939 classic, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. In this movie, Mr. Smith, played by Jimmy Stewart, is selected by a corrupt governor to finish the term of a U.S. senator who died in office. Mr. Smith is an honest, hardworking, politically naive man who the political machine behind the governor thinks it can control. Mr. Smith finds that the other senator from his state, a man he looks up to, is involved in the corruption. Rather than giving up, he decides to fight. The movie shows both the good and bad sides of politics. Politics is in the Bible, but it is sort of in the background. There are only five times that I can think of where the political world of the first century intersects with the Lord Jesus. I would like to do a quick survey of these with you today. When Jesus was born, Augustus was emperor of the Roman Empire, and Herod was king of Judea. Augustus ordered a census of his empire, which required Joseph and Mary to travel to Bethlehem so that he could be registered in the ancestral home of his family. We read this in Luke 2:1-7. When the wise men traveling from the east arrived in Jerusalem, searching for the one born king of the Jews, they come to King Herod. Herod is troubled and asks the chief priests and scribes where the Christ was to be born. In Matthew 2:5-6, the scribes and chief priests cite Micah 5:2 in Bethlehem. Herod sends them to Bethlehem. Herod does one more thing as king that affected Jesus and his family. He orders the male children 2 years and younger in Bethlehem murdered. Through a dream, Joseph and Mary leave before the slaughter. In Matthew 14, Herod the Great's son, Herod Antipas, who is ruler over Galilee and Perea, receives a report about Jesus, and he concludes wrongly that Jesus is John the Baptist risen from the dead. We're then told what Herod Antipas does to John the Baptist, or did to John the Baptist. Herod is a conflicted man. He wants to kill John, but he also wants to hear him. It is Herod's wife Herodias who manipulates Herod to kill John. The history of the Herod family is one of power, intrigue, murder, and incest. Herod orders John beheaded. The third intersection between politics and Jesus is in Luke 13:31. Jesus is walking toward Jerusalem, and a Pharisee comes up to him and tries to intimidate him by saying, "Get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you." Many people may have turned around, but Jesus sends a message back to Herod, "Go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons." Jesus, the Lion of Judah, is not intimidated. Shortly after the triumphal entry, a Pharisee tries to trap Jesus between Rome and the people with his question in Matthew 22:17, "Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" Taxes were unpopular among the people because they supported the Roman occupation of Judea. Jesus' answer, though, shows something more than a political acumen when he says, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, and to God the things that are God's." Divine wisdom supersedes a political minefield. Finally, Jesus is arrested by the Jewish leadership in Jerusalem, and then they turn him over to the Roman governor of Judea, Pontius Pilate. All the Gospels record the extensive interaction between Jesus and Pilate. In John 19, Pilate asks Jesus if he is a king. Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world." Pilate does not see Jesus as a threat to Rome and seeks to release him, but succumbs to the political pressure put on him by the Jewish leadership. Jesus is crucified by Pilate. I think we can learn a few lessons from Jesus' encounters with politics and politicians. First, politically motivated people will often stop at nothing to gain their objective, including revenge. Second, politicians may seek to use religious figures to gain political advantages. Third, compromise is in the nature of political work, but people of faith must not compromise on moral matters. Lastly, Jesus did not seek to accomplish his work through politics. When he encountered political situations, he was non-political, but spiritually minded. Jesus avoided political issues and focused on the spiritual. I am Fred Sykes, the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.